See his presence. Feel his presence. Experience his presence. And lift your hands high. Very drastic visitation. Melting the pressure. Bridging the distance between you and him. Pulling you to a place of intimacy. A place of deliverance. Breaking the barrier that held you back. Breaking the ancestral curse. The generational, that's right. The family curse. Help her other. The occult curse. The witchcraft manipulation. Lift your hands everywhere you are. And higher. Even higher. Whisper that name, Jesus. Lift your two hands everywhere you are and receive what God has in store for you this morning. Receive his visitation, and for everyone connected anywhere you are, receive his visitation for you. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, at the top of your voice, and you place your hand on yourself. Father, let your touch happen. Let liberty happen. Let freedom happen. Let the yoke break. Let the chains be broken. Let it happen right now. Let Pharaoh Tasakaya la la la. Let your power flow. Let your grace flow. Let your help happen. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you scream and receive, and receive what God has in store for you today. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Receive. Receive. Receive this visitation. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the adoration. Something just happened. The yoke just broke. Remain standing. Can you hold your hands together? The counselors stand. And in case you are connected, location connected, the counselors in those locations, you also hold your hands together. Fresh grace of attention to new converts and young souls to break their yokes. Lift the hands higher. Father, let the fire flow upon them. In the name that is above every name. 1, 2, 3. Power of the Holy Ghost. Fresh grace. Fresh fire. Fresh oil. Everywhere here, grace is coming upon people wherever you are. I need grace to do your work like never before. I need grace to fulfill assignment. I need grace to fulfill destiny. I need that grace. At the count of three, in the name of Jesus, when I say 1, 2, 3, receive it. Father, let it flow. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, I receive. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give him a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. This morning you came in here and God has broken a yoke off your life. giving you a touch. Something has happened to you. Can you quickly step forward and let us hear what God did for you? Somebody's right eye has been healed by God, and lower back also healed by God. Someone else, and somebody's right ear. Unclean spirits left you. Oil came on you. God put a sword in your hands. A turnaround happened. A garment was set on fire. Whatever it is, step forward here and let us hear from you.
Oh, consuming fire, God. I come before your throne to be fired up, oh God. Let it flow. Oh, come here, fire, God. Lord, let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
What happened?
Sister Vera here, she's a caterer. She said she always see herself in the dream cooking in a burial.
Cooking in a burial.
In a burial. While the ministration was on, she saw a dark woman walked out of her with a coffin and all of it set on fire, and she believed that
every spirit of death looking for you is returned to her. Everyone here today, every covenant of death that is tied to your life or your family or your relations or your loved ones, I declare that covenant is broken in the name of Jesus.
Sir, all these are brethren. Spine, waist pain, spine pain, pain everywhere in the body, pain on the waist, pain on the leg. All check back to hell right now.
Give the Lord a praise. Lift your hands. They're free. 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 Power of the Holy Ghost. Free. And Lord, I'm hungry for revival. For your glory. For fresh fire. Lord, I'm hungry for revival. For your glory. For fresh fire. My tears are falling. Fresh fire in burning, the oil is dropping, the hand of God is here, mantles are falling, fresh fire is burning, the oil is dropping. Hey, the hand of God. What happened here?
Sister Hope Paul, for the past 1 year, she used to see herself in a river in a company of strange people. And whenever she wakes up, she's very weak, tired, and start questioning herself, what am I up to in life? What is happening to me? Then in the course of this brutal praise this morning, she said she fell under power and saw herself in that same river. And God's servant appeared and pulled her out.
Are you ready for these people? Everywhere the devil has kept your life and kept your destiny, you are out of there today. Out of there this morning. Shout the Lord and say amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Brother. Brother Mangok is from Cameroon, sir. Came into this place first time last week. Today is his second time. He said, as you were ministering in his word, he said he didn't know what happened to him, but he discovered he was shaking. Then he fell under the anointing. He found himself in his father's house. So while he was trying to move, he discovered there was a heavy chain on his waist. So as he was making attempts to move further, people were dragging him back. Then all of a sudden, you appeared and screamed on the people, "Lose him! Let him go!" So all of them fell to the ground, and you took him to a bridge. Cross him from that bridge and say, keep moving.
All right. If we have two more, we can close. I mean, we can stop here and then at the end of the service, we can take. But if there's one or two encounters, drastic encounters, we can also lift up your hands. Somebody, are you ready for the altars in your father's house or whatever it is to be broken and let you go? Lift your hands and say, every chain,
every altar,
every struggle, in my father's house, in my family, holding me back. Today is your end. Pray now.
Oh, 2020. She had this abdominal pain that was so excruciating. She couldn't bend down. She couldn't move freely.
And
she but at the shout of, I received, she said, power starts through her. Fell under power. As she got up, the whole pain
it's
gone.
Her hands. Free.
Yes.
Sir, amazing encounter. Our brother said he has been struggling when it comes to his Christian life. Right now, when you say we should place our hands on our head and shout receive, he saw himself in the midst of demons, dragging him, and you appeared with a long sword and decapitated all of them at once.
That's
and
right.
He knows his
took off their heads.
All their heads.
Took off your hands. I prophesy to everyone here today, every force of hell contending with your spirituality, contending with your destiny, today, that's right, fire, yeah, 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 yeah. That's a latric, a latric, a latric, a latric. I declare the yoke is broken and you are set free. In Jesus' name.
Sir, this young man is coming from hospital right now.
See,
they've been changing him from one hospital to the other. They carried him, he could not walk. But after the word received, he walked out himself. Now, the amazing thing, sir, is that as he lay down resting because he could not sit, his eyes opened and he saw people digging graves. And asked him to enter. But a force pushed him out and returned one of those people into the grave.
And returned
one of those digging the grave into the grave.
He returned the people to the grave.
Into the grave.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
'She said she'd been going through a lot in her life, that she has had herself, seen herself in a dream, batting naked in the public. Sometimes she will see herself sleeping in the midst of dead bodies. And she said that spirit of fear has tormented her. She said she came into the service believing God for a touch. And when you ask us to scream, I receive. She screamed, I receive. And a demonic being walked out of her. A giant with a face of a monster, and immediately a cold sensation came over her, and she believed that demon has left her forever and that she's saved.
Somebody stand up on your feet and place your hand on yourself and say, every strong man and every stranger in my life, today is your expiry date. Oh, you stranger, you are getting out now. On your minds, get set, shout, get out. Out, open your mouth and pray, get out. Mashallah.
I never see, I never hear, I never know. I can just jump back to your seat with my cross
life quickly. Hey! Yes.
Sir, you say God is healing eye condition specifically. Our sister said 2017 something flew inside the left eye. She couldn't see with that eye at all. The eye is bringing water. But while you make that declaration, she told me that the eye popped open. That she could see clearly now.
Blindness of the left eye. It's bringing out water.
It's not blind. The thing used to pain me. It's something like sand entered into my eyes. And since then, the eyes has been paining me as if soap is inside the eyes.
But now it is clear.
Yes.
All right. In Jesus' name, it is over forever. Yes.
Sir. This is our sister 3 days ago. You just mentioned something that somebody's right eye is opening right now. She says she woke up 3 days ago and the eyes got blind. She couldn't see at all. But in this service, as she said, God was healing people with the right eye condition. The guy's eye blasted open and she can see clearly.
Give the Lord the praise. It is permanent. Be glorified in Jesus' name. I bring you greetings from Houston, United States, Houston, Texas, and also from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'll tell you about that very, very shortly. We serve a mighty, mighty God. 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 30. 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. It is our month of light has come, and the glory is risen through the force by the force of prayer. And this morning, I want to speak on the prayer altar. The prayer altar. Our objective this morning is to understand the prayer altar. Elijah repaired the altar that was broken down, and then the fire fell. The reason why we see very little fire, the fire of divine presence, the fire of divine power in our generation, is because of broken down prayer altars. There are so many Christians whose prayer altars are broken down or literally non-existent. And one reason why we have either broken down prayer altars or non-existent prayer altars is because many people do not understand what prayer is all about, what the prayer altar is all about. Some people see prayer, and there are three categories of people where prayer is concerned. There are more, but I'll just enumerate three. The first category are those who see prayer as an obligation. Something to do for religious rites. That is, if I'm a Christian, I should pray, so let me pray. Secondly, there are those who see prayer as a spiritual emergency communication channel. Spiritual emergency communication channel. That is, something to do only when there is an emergency. There are those who will never pray until their life is in danger. And thirdly, There are those who see prayer as the avenue for asking things from God. The only time there is a need to pray is when there is a need to ask something from God. I want to get married. I want to get a child. But prayer is far more than all of these. In this study today, we shall x-ray what the prayer altar has to offer the child of God. The prayer altar. What are the dividends of the prayer altar? Number one, the prayer altar is the altar of communion and intimacy with God. The altar of communion and intimacy with God. It is the place we stand. Not necessarily to ask or make requests of material or physical things. But the place we stand to get to know our Maker. Is the place of fellowship. Is the place of intimacy. Is the place of communion. Is the servicing of our relationship with our Father. If I am in talking terms with my children and my wife, we are not talking because there is something we are requesting of each other. We are talking because there is a relationship. The prayer altar is the servicing of the relationship between man and God. Is the communication that services the relationship between man and God. Genesis chapter 19 verse 27. Abraham rose early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. It didn't mention that he stood there to ask for anything or to request for anything. He just stood before the Lord. It's communion. In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. Elijah said, before God whom I stand. He didn't say, I'm standing there and making some requests or asking things, but we are together. In Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12 to verse 14, sorry, chapter 4, verse 12 to verse 14. Verse 14 in particular. He said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Prayer altar. It's the altar of communion. The altar of intimacy. In this regard, if there is anything to ask at all, it is asking to know him. Like Moses did in Exodus 33 and in verse 13. Then in verse 18, it is asking to know him. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now your way, that I may know you. That I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. Verse 18 said, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, Paul the apostle said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. On this note, prayer is about knowing him. Intimacy with him, communion with him, servicing our communication. If there is anything to ask here, it is the asking to get to know him. That's prayer altar number one. Number two, the prayer altar is the altar of consecration. Is the altar of consecration. That is the altar of sanctification. Is the altar of cleansing. To step into the presence of God is both to expose and expel sin. It exposes and expels. That was the lesson we learned from the life of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. all the way to verse 9. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above his stood the seraphims, each one had 6 wings, and with 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 20 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone. When I saw God, when I stood before his presence, I saw how undone I am. I was, how unclean, and how I dwelt in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. At the place of the altar, the prayer altar, is the place where sin can be exposed and expelled. When you see the Almighty, you will also see your iniquity. In the presence of his holiness, your filthiness is exposed. That is what happens. In Matthew chapter 6, in the prayer Jesus taught us, I believe in verse 12, he said, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Another one said, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is the matter. You cannot live in prayer and be comfortable in sin. And you cannot live in sin and be comfortable in prayer. That's how it is. You cannot live in prayer and be comfortable in sin. Quotable quote. And you cannot live in sin and be comfortable in prayer. Praying men are holy men, and praying women are holy women. And holy women are praying women. Go through scripture, you look at Elijah. You won't hear one thing about Elijah stole or did this or that. Look at Jeremiah, look at Samuel, look at Paul the Apostle, look at Queen Esther. So what is this saying to us? If you pray, and you pray very well, number one, you will get to know God very well. You have intimacy with God. You have fellowship that is buoyant with God. And number two, you will live above the clutches of compromise and the clutches of iniquity. That's number two. Number three, the prayer altar is the altar of revival. Both personal revival and generational revival is the altar of revival. Where we read just now in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 13, we saw that once the altar was repaired and was put in order, the fire fell. When Elijah called, the fire fell. Provided the altar was in order, the fire fell. Listen, the easiest way to maintain fire in your life is to possess a functional prayer altar. If you want to maintain fire in your life, spiritual fire, you must maintain, you must sustain a functional prayer altar. There are so many people today who struggle to study the Bible, struggle to fast, struggle to evangelize, struggle to do this and that, because the prayer altar is broken, so the fire cannot fall. What about Acts of the Apostles in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 from verse 1 to Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 14? First, they continued in one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, including Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And then chapter 2 verse 1, as they continued in prayer, the fire fell. It came to pass that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Cloven tongues like as of fire sat upon their head. The fire fell. The fire fell. Because They were in prayer. Listen. Prayer, especially prayer in the spirit, fans the flames of the Holy Ghost. It fans the flames of the Spirit. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, he said, I put you in remembrance that you stir up. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, you stir up the gift of God that is in you. One translation says you fan into flames. Personal revival. Answers to a functional prayer altar. Generational revival. You want to set your generation on fire. Like Evan Roberts, he prayed for 13 years for revival in Wales and it came. Like William J. Seymour, he prayed for 5.5 hours for 5 years. And then 2 more years, 7.5 hours. And the revival came. Someone say a loud amen. You will notice so far that I have not mentioned asking for food yet. I have not mentioned asking for cloth yet. I have not mentioned asking for a husband or a wife yet. That the most important aspect of prayer is not the asking for those things. But the most important purpose of prayer is first of all to service my relationship with God. And then to cleanse me and make me wholesome. And then to set my life on fire. When these ones are in place, you don't struggle for the other ones. When these ones are in place, you are not struggling for asking for food or cloth to wear. So, the prayer altar is the altar of communion and fellowship. Second is the altar of consecration. And third, it is the altar of revival. Number four, very important. The prayer altar is the altar of divine guidance and direction. Divine guidance and direction. And this is very important. Because most people are continuously asking God for what He should do for them. And God is saying, what I will do for you is constant. But there is something you must do. There is something you should do in order for me to do what you expect me to do. Am I communicating at all? Until Moses lifted the rod, God did not bring the wind to divide the Red Sea. Until the widow, prophet's widow, brought empty jars of oil, God could not multiply the oil. At the wedding in Cana of Galilee, the wine could not be multiplied until there was direction and instruction. In John chapter 2 verse 5. Whatsoever he said unto you, do. In Luke chapter 5 verse 4 and in verse 5. The lake of Gennesaret could not bring forth an overflowing amount of fishes until Peter carried out an instruction. Let down your nets into the deep. Beloved, for every expectation, there may be a divine instruction that should be obeyed. For every expectation you have, there may be an instruction that must be obeyed. And I said many times, in most situations of frustration, it is either there is an instruction that has not been heard, or there is an instruction that has not been obeyed. Peter was in frustration. Not because what he was expecting was not possible. But there was an instruction he has not heard. And how do we conquer that? At the place of prayer. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me. And I will answer you. And the answer is not to give you a husband yet. Or a child. Or anything. I will show you great and mighty things. Which thou knowest not. For most times, your answer is not a provision, but a direction. Most times, the answer you are looking for from God is not a provision, but a revelation. Something He wants to show you. And if he shows you that thing, it will tackle what you are asking, what you are trusting him for. I stand there by the prophetic and apostolic mantle of God on my life, and I say, in the name of Jesus, that revelation is coming your way. That direction is coming your way. Say the loudest amen. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. He said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in. This is the prayer of inquiry. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. I will stand upon my watch, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. I want to appeal to someone. I'd like you to try inquiry. You have done everything. Oh God, do this for me, do that. Just try inquiry. Lord, what step should I take? What am I to know? What should I do? What are you telling me? The altar of prayer is the altar of divine direction and guidance. Number 5, the prayer altar is the altar of intercession. It is the altar of intercession. It is the altar of standing in the gap for others. Against, so far, I haven't mentioned anything about ourselves yet except this inquiry. It is standing in the gap for others. And I can tell you, intercession is one of the most selfless prayers anyone can pray, and one of the most impactful prayers. I'll give you 3 examples of intercessors. 1, Abraham stood in the gap for Sodom. Genesis 18, verse 23, all the way to verse 26. Abraham stood in the gap for Sodom. 2, Moses. He stood in the gap for Israel. In Exodus 32 and in verse 32, he said, God, if you will not save the people, if you will not deliver them, blot my name from your book. 3, Job stood in the gap for his friends. Friends that were literally enemies. Job chapter 42 verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Standing in the gap. There are 2 things that this will do for you, among other things. 1, intercession is the way of captivity turnaround. When you forgot yourself for a while, and you make another person the subject of your prayer, you forgot your own problem. Job forgot that. Job continually asked God to change him, touch him, heal him, deliver him. He continually did that from Job chapter 3 or 4 all the way to Job chapter 41. No solution until Job prayed for his friends and captivity turned. 2, intercession gives people the special place as friends of God. Friends. The only people God referred to as friends, to my knowledge, Abraham, Moses, David, 2 of them were proven intercessors. Abraham, friend of God. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 7. Moses, friend of God. Exodus 32 and 33 and in verse 11. He gives you a special place. And when you are the friend of a person, you don't put the person under pressure to do things for you. He does the things for you without your asking. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. This morning God is speaking to you. You have prayed for yourself enough. Just take the time once in a while and let somebody become your prayer focus. Let somebody become your prayer target. A healing evangelist was praying for people. Himself had had arrhythmias, heart condition for about 21 to 22 years. But he ignored himself and kept praying for people. One day, he testified that he was praying for a man that had a heart condition. As he held a man to pray for him, both of them fell under the anointing. As they got up, the man was healed. He was healed. Jan Crouch the wife of Paul Crouch, founder of TBN. She had a mental condition, some depressive kind of just mental condition. One day she said she saw a young lady that had the same kind of condition as her. She just saw the lady and just felt compassion for that girl. And went and started crying on the head of that girl for God to heal her. As God healed the girl, God healed herself. Intercession. It is key to captivity turnaround. The altar of prayer is the altar of intercession. Somebody say a loud amen. Number six, the prayer altar is the altar for the enforcement of the agenda of God in the earth. The enforcement of the will and the agenda of God in the earth. At the prayer altar, we enforce the will. We enforce the agenda of God in the earth. The meaning of that is prayer men and prayer women get to know the will of God. They get to know what God wants to do. They get to know what God wants to do in the earth. They get to know what God wants to do in their lives. And according to 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 14, he said, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth, he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Somebody say a loud amen. So we enforce it. The will of God for our nation. The will of God for the church. The will of God for our families. That's what we do at the place of prayer. That was what Elijah said in 1 Kings 18 verse 36. Look at that. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. All the things I am doing here, I am not doing it to prove a point. I am not doing this to show power. I know what your word says, and I know what your will is. And that is what I'm trying to enforce here. And of course, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. He taught us that praying is enforcing the will of God in the earth. Listen to this. I've said that many times. And repetition will only give you retention. I said, the will of God is answered prayer that is waiting to be prayed. That's right. If you know the will of God for your life, quotable quote, the will of God is answered prayer waiting to be prayed. That is, if this is what God wants to do, and you go and meet him and say, God, will you do it? What will he tell you? He said, I am more interested in doing it than you are interested. You are not trying to tell me what to do. I have already planned that this is what I want to do. So coming to meet me with it is like asking me to do what I was eager originally to do. The altar of prayer is the altar for the enforcement of the will and the agenda of God in the earth. I want to prophesy, and I want to see somebody who wants to receive it. Today, I announce to you, whatever is the agenda of God and the will of God for your life in this season, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy, Father, whatever is the agenda and the will of God for our nation in this season, it shall come to pass. So shall it be. Look at your neighbor, say, the will of God for your life and for your destiny shall come to pass. Shout the loudest amen. Number seven, I have two more to go. The prayer altar number seven is the altar for the arrest and frustration of the agenda of the enemy. Is the altar for the arrest and the frustration of the agenda of the enemy. At the prayer altar, we arrest the agenda. We arrest and frustrate what the enemy planned to do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. So they pulling down on strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in the readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 13. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And then he said, take unto you, therefore, having your loins, get about it through. Now you move to verse 18. In our mention, the final weapon. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Somebody say amen. It is at that prayer altar that you are saying, devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. Your agenda against this family is arrested. The prayer altar is the altar of spiritual warring and spiritual victory. Spiritual battle and spiritual... I don't end it with battle alone, because we are not called just to battle. We are called to victory. It's the altar of spiritual battle and the altar of spiritual victory. Daniel fought it. In Daniel chapter 10 verse 13, when he was praying and the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood him. Days until victory was wrought. Look at what the master told us in Matthew 16 and in verse 18 to 19. Matthew 16, 18 to 19. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. At the altar of prayer, we have the power to bind and the power to loose. James chapter 4 verse 7. James taught us. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The altar of prayer is the altar where we resist the devil and cause him to flee. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 9, he said, finally, be ye all of one. Now, verse 7. All right, go back to verse 8 and then verse 9. Love as brethren, be pitiful and be cautious. Did I miss it? Okay. Can you check 2 Peter? Your adversary, the devil, that's what I'm looking for. Walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom to devour. Whom resist steadfast. All right. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 5, not 3. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom you resist steadfast in the faith. At the place of prayer, that is where we resist the devil That is what will frustrate the agenda of the enemy. I prophesy to someone here today. Every evil agenda, every demonic agenda, every plan and plot of the enemy against your life, I declare them frustrated right now. Every plot and agenda of the devil against the church, I declare it frustrated right now. Every plot and agenda of the devil against our nation is frustrated now. Shout the loudest amen. Finally, number 8. And what have we said so far? That a prayer altar is the altar of intimacy, communion and intimacy with God. Number 2, the prayer altar is the altar of consecration, sanctification, cleansing. Number 3, the prayer altar is the altar of revival, both personal and generational. Number 4, the prayer altar is the altar of divine guidance and direction. Number 5, the prayer altar is the altar of intercession. We stand in the gap for others. Number 6, the prayer altar is the altar for the enforcement of the will and the agenda of God in the earth. Number 7, the prayer altar is the altar for the arrest and the frustration of the agenda of the enemy. And number 8, the prayer altar is the altar of divine intervention. The altar of divine intervention is the altar of divine intervention through supplications and petitions. This is the last. Okay? The one that we normally put first is actually, this is the position it belongs. It's the altar of divine interventions through supplications and petitions. This is the altar. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. Divine interventions. Now, I give you 3 examples of those kind of intercessions. Interventions. 1, Hannah. When Hannah needed a turnaround for her reproach, she needed the intervention of God. And for the body, for barrenness to be lifted, it was at the altar of prayer that divine intervention was secured. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, all the way to verse 19, when God remembered Hannah. 2 examples, Jabez. Jabez was born in sorrow. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, the Bible said, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear you with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Jabez, who was called sorrow, his life turned around because he called on the God of Israel. Third example, Jacob. In Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 24, all the way to verse 28, Jacob was a person that became a nation of Israel at the altar of prayer. Today, I see a turnaround coming for somebody. If you are that person, your amen will be very loud. Anyone who is about to experience a turnaround by prayer, shout the loudest amen. In this month of prayer, before this month is over, I declare a complete turnaround for every aspect of your life. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudmost amen. 2 conclusions. 1, prayer has more to offer than just coming to ask things. Ask of things from God. It has far more to offer than just coming before God to ask for things. That is the conclusion we draw. That beyond asking for things, prayer has got more to offer. Conclusion number 2. When we take advantage of the spiritual deliveries of prayer, physical needs become naturally taken care of. When we take full advantage of the spiritual deliveries of the prayer altar, physical needs become naturally taken care of. According to Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Come before God not looking for things, but looking for Him first. Come before God for consecration. Come before God for revival fire. Come before God for guidance and direction. Come before God and stand in the place of intercession. Come before God and ask to enforce His will on earth and to arrest the agenda of the devil. And the last one becomes a walkover. You will not need to struggle for things. Things will struggle for you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the Lord most amen. Lift up your right hand and give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Give Him the worship. Hallelujah. We have gone from locality to locality. In villages, seen traditional rulers and chiefs come for the meetings and receive us. In towns, we have seen district heads, states, governors, nations, presidents. We didn't go there looking for the things. We went there looking for God. We put ourselves under pressure. When we took off from America on Friday, it was already 2 a.m. Nigerian time of Saturday. I'm in church this morning. Hello? Huh? The vigil closed after that was the Friday vigil, and then we went to another place. And we are here. And I'm preaching as if where is jet lag? Jet is lagging himself. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? When you put God first, see, the whole of the mayor of the city of Houston. Houston is the second largest city in America after New York. Was coming himself for the meeting until an agenda interrupted and then sent the city council officer to come and represent him and present an award on his behalf. This is what the mayor said. We want to let you know that you are welcome to our city and we are here for you in case there is anything you need from us. We put other things first and we struggle in life. Let's put God first. I'd like you to take a look at a clip from Houston, and then we'll go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, I was so excited to go to Pittsburgh. That was Catherine Kuhlman's city. That was where she lived. That was where she functioned. That was where she operated. As we were driving in, they were telling me, her office is nearby here. I was glad to step on the ground where she walked. Please take your seat. Give us the clip, the first clip.
By the time this conference is over,
para el tiempo que termine esta conferencia,
God is going to make you an able ambassador of the kingdom
Dios
in the name of Jesus.
Healed. 25 years.
dolor se acaba.
Heidi, congratulations.
Felicidades.
And the shout of go. About 10 years
por 10 años,
Parkinson's disease
Parkinson's,
with continuous vibration of the hand.
Vibrando las manos.
Look at the hand right
mira
now.
Las manos ahora.
If God is going to heal you of something you didn't even tell the pastor about, then God is giving you a sign that any other thing that is your concern is
I couldn't see.
Brand new kidneys.
Que tus riñones son
fatty liver for over a year.
She said when she came in here, at the cost of the ministration, the hand that she couldn't move before began to move. All the signs of partial paralysis, pain of the liver, there, everything gone.
And so she came here with a right breast pain. And the mention of that word, that 100% pain has just been healed. She said she felt fire.
Fire in that place.
Fuego en este dolor. And immediately she said the pain checked back to hell.
The city of Houston commands Dr. Paul Anetcha and Dr. Becky Anetcha on their outstanding
that's the mayor's
to the community and extends best wishes for continued success. And so therefore, Mayor Sylvester Turner, Mayor of the City of Houston, hereby proclaim July 4th through the 6th, 2023, as Humanas Revival Fire Conference North America Day.
El avivamiento de Dunamis en Norteamérica en la ciudad de Houston.
To God be the glory.
A Dios sea la gloria.
For the good he has done.
Like that before. Hey! I tell you, the earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What they call the charismatic revival also started in Pittsburgh, in the university in Pittsburgh, as well as being, it's a city known for revival. Can you give us a clip from Pittsburgh?
God says, I want to show up. I want to show the world and the devil my products. I want to show the world what I can do, who I can produce. I want to show up with the church. I want to show up with that woman. I want to show up. I want to show up. It's an exhibition. It's an advertisement. It's a superior supernatural marketing. I want to show somebody off. Get ready, Pittsburgh. Get ready, Pennsylvania. Get ready, America. Get ready, North America. Because the rain is about to fall. The rain is falling already. The reign of the supernatural, the reign of the extraordinary, the reign of the manifestation of the power and the grace of God. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because we are in the season of the rain. God, stand up on your feet and say, shout power, shout glory. Clap your hands, all ye people. Stand up on your feet with the loudest shout of praise, the loudest shout of victory. The earth is truly being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Lift up your two hands everywhere here today and make demands on the two prayers we are going to pray. First of all, appreciation for the Houston American Fire Conferences, appreciation for that and the message this morning. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
Pray it loud and say, Father,
Father,
thank you
for your word
to me
today.
Say, Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I appreciate you.
And we appreciate you
for the souls
saved
and lives
transformed
in America
in this revival.
To you alone
be all the glory
and all the honor.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth and pray.
Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
Mekadaya hasekele ya daya la huzada.
Let the sefete sike pero kazinana.
Let the sefita kaza la hakasi.
Yorate sefete kezida kekere ni manoza.
Laga daga laga diga baga baga diga laga diga baga baga huzala la.
Reta separata sefete sa tokara diga la yagasari.
Yorata sefete sita kalina barada da zalashta.
Yorata sefete sata.
Thank you for your word to me today.
Thank you for the souls I received.
Lives transforming America
in this revival.
So you alone be all the praise.
So you alone be all the honor.
So you alone be all the glory.
So you alone be all the adoration.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that the fruit
shall last
in this revival.
Father,
we ask
for lasting results,
lasting fruit.
Now, that pastor of that church, the Pittsburgh church, remained under power. Another person closed the service. Him and his wife remained there. One of the ministers associated with them told me he was there for more than 1 hour on the ground and posted it on there, on his page, his Twitter handle, himself under power, and quoted Romans chapter 1 verse 11. I long to see you that I might impart on you spiritual gifts to the end that you may be established. He has trusted God for 21 years for that encounter. I said, I feel like having a crusade. You say, I'm ready. Any stadium, wherever you want, it's done. You know what? Very soon, many of you, you will be loaded enough and buoyant enough to move around with this revival. To be there with this climate. I saw a couple of our members flew to America, paid their way, and they were there in that meeting. Two ushers were in the meeting, were ushering there from here. Protocol also was there, and security and so forth. I believe that the earth is literally being saturated. Lift your hands and say, Father,
we ask
that this fruit
will last.
We ask
that
the testimonies
will be abiding.
In the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Lasting fruit,
lasting result,
lasting testimony,
lasting fruit,
lasting result,
lasting testimony,
lasting fruit,
lasting result,
lasting testimony,
lasting fruit,
lasting result. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands now and say, Father,
Father,
I receive a baptism
of prayer fire
today.
Again, say, Father,
I receive
the baptism
of prayer fire
today.
Again, say, Father,
I receive
the fresh baptism
of prayer fire
today, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and speak to God.
The fresh baptism of prayer fire.
Rapa
In the name of Jesus, the Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Now lift your hands and say, Father,
send your revival
of righteousness
on our nation,
Nigeria,
and clean out
every trace
of unrighteousness
from our nation,
Nigeria.
Father,
send the revival
of righteousness
into our nation,
Nigeria,
and clean out
every trace
of unrighteousness
from our nation.
In this season,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Send your revival of righteousness on our nation, Nigeria, and clean out every trace of unrighteousness from our nation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send your revival of righteousness.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Elohim, thank you. We worship you. We honor you. If you are here this morning, before we pray on the anointing, you are here this morning in need of surrender to Jesus, please remain standing. You are saying, Pastor, I need forgiveness for my sins. I need Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.